Memorial Day weekend and the LGBT community is out in force at Pensacola Beach's Park East for 4 days of sun, fun, and revelry. But when the beach chairs, towels, and coolers are packed up, what happens the other 361 days of the year?
The fact of the matter is, there's an LGBT community in Pensacola 365 days a year.
Lewis Cooper is president of Gay Grassroots of Northwest Florida.
There are LGBT business owners, LGBT lawyers, students. There are religious organizations that serve members of the LGBT community who are looking for that. We have a very vibrant and diverse LGBT community, really as diverse as the community as a whole.
White, African Americans, Native Americans, Latinos, and Asians help make up LGBT communities nationwide, including Pensacola. But Cooper says in many instances, people don't think of the mix, relying instead on long-standing, yet inaccurate, stereotypes.
Highly educated, affluent, maybe tree huggers or granola eaters. And we have those. But there are LGBTs of every political persuasion, every religious persuasion, every ethnic and social economic group. And Pensacola has a fairly large LGBT community, I would say.
Pensacola and Northwest Florida's LGBT community is in what many call the reddest part of the state, and perhaps one of the most conservative regions in the nation. But Cooper says there are exceptions around the panhandle.
I would say that the closer you get to downtown Pensacola, the more progressive it is, the more open LGBT people can be. The city of Pensacola itself is fairly LGBT friendly.
That observation in part is based on the city's passage of a domestic partnership ordinance in 2014, making Pensacola the first Florida city west of Tallahassee to offer a DPR.
We took a look at the city of Orlando's ordinance and we modeled ours after theirs. We tried to make this as easy on everyone as we could and not reinvent the wheel.
City Councilman Larry B. Johnson sponsored the measure, which was also open to straight couples and those living outside the Pensacola city limits.
This has been happening all over Florida, and we had talked about it and about our chances of possibly getting one here, and I was totally 100% in.
That and all other DPRs for gay couples were superseded when the U.S. Supreme Court voted 5-4 to legalize same-sex marriage in 2015, drawing praise from President Obama.
Our nation was founded on a bedrock principle that we are all created equal. The project of each generation is to bridge the meaning of those founding words with the realities of changing times.
What an absolute basic right for two people who are loving adults, who want to be in a committed relationship with each other and have all the legal responsibilities and benefits that that includes. What a basic, basic right.
Gay Grassroots Lewis Cooper says LGBT people have an easier time of it today, in large part because of comedian Ellen DeGeneres. She and her character came out in an episode of her ABC sitcom, The Ellen Show, in 1997.
Why do I have to be so ashamed? I mean, why can't I just say the truth? I mean, be who I am. I'm 35 years old. I'm so afraid to tell people. I mean, I just, Susan, I'm gay.
Ellen being such a public person, having a very effervescent persona, I think that really got pop culture to thinking about and acknowledging that gay people exist. Gay people are just normal, everyday people who happen to be your neighbor, who happen to be your sister, who happen to be your mom or your brother or your dad.
In our next installment, we look at the LGBT community's contribution to the defense of our nation. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.